We're at the Big Iron Farm Show. I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network. Joining me is Minnesota Corn Growers Association President-elect Tim Weibel. So let's just chat a little bit. I know Minnesota Corn has some efforts underway in this election season. You guys are sponsoring some candidate forums. What can you tell us?
4 years ago, we started Minnesota Corn Grows Minnesota. And basically what we try and do is get as many individuals, our elected officials, out to the farms as we possibly can. My personal feeling is we've had great success with that. Last election cycle, I hosted now our governor, Tim Walz, and then Dan Thien, who was actually running for our district one seat representative for the U.S. Congress down here in our farm. It's an open invite, and we try and move them around to different areas, different farmers, not necessarily state board members, but, you know, county level, with people that are heavily engaged too at the county level. And so we use a wide variety of different types of farms and different areas, because not every farm is alike.
Well, I know the election time is a very important time, and it means a lot for the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. So it's good to hear an update there. We know farm policy always top of mind for you guys, too, and we got an update this week on the small refinery exemptions, transitioning a bit here. We hear the EPA is going to not allocate, or I guess grant, the former small refinery exemptions requested from 2011 to 2018. What's the general consensus with Minnesota corn growers on that?
Better than what we where we were at. It still would be good for us if we could get all these refiners to have to abide by the law.
Well, Tim, thanks again for joining us, and thank you all for joining us. We've got Tim Weibel, the president-elect for the Minnesota Corn Growers Association. I'm Kara Hart, reporting to you from the Big Iron Farm Show in West Fargo.